We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to RotoWire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, the Cowboys have listed Zeke Elliott as a limited participant on Monday's estimated practice report with a knee injury. Though Dallas didn't hold an official practice as it begins Week 12 prep, the team's estimation of Elliott as a limited participant is a reassuring sign of his chances of being ready to go by the time of Thursday's game against the Raiders. Jets head coach Robert Saleh confirmed that Michael Carter will miss a couple of weeks after he suffered a low-grade ankle sprain in Sunday's 24-17 loss to the Dolphins. Falcons head coach Arthur Smith said Monday that he still doesn't have an update on Calvin Ridley's status. Ridley was placed on the reserve non-football injury list early in November after he stepped away from football to focus on his mental well-being. While the 26-year-old is eligible to return as early as Sunday against the Jaguars, he doesn't yet have a timetable to rejoin the team. In the NBA, LeBron James received a one-game suspension for his role in Sunday's altercation with Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons. In its statement, the NBA said LeBron was suspended for, quote, recklessly hitting Stewart in the face and initiating an on-court altercation. Taking a look at some NFL Week 12 waiver wire pickups at the quarterback position, we're looking at Tyrod Taylor. Taylor had a solid fantasy outing Sunday, totaling 20.2 fantasy points, largely due to using his legs. The schedule lines up nicely for Taylor facing the Jets, Colts, and Seahawks for the next three games. He obviously isn't going to rush for two touchdowns every game, but his 107 passing yards likely will be his lowest output of the season. At the running back position, consider Ty Johnson and Tevin Coleman. It was confirmed Monday that Michael Carter will miss at least 2 weeks with a high ankle sprain, putting Johnson and Coleman in more prominent roles. It's tough to get very excited about either, as it should be a pretty even split, and it's the Jets. Coleman should handle early down and goal line work, while Johnson should be on the field for passing situations. Lean Johnson for PPR formats and Coleman in standard scoring. For wide receivers, check out Cedric Wilson. CeeDee Lamb left Sunday's game with a concussion, and Amari Cooper has COVID-19, thrusting Wilson into a bigger role for Dallas. Michael Gallup, 68% rostered on Yahoo, will take over as the number one receiver, but Wilson should easily see an uptick in targets as evidenced by his 7 on Sunday. Now over into the NBA DFS action for Tuesday night. It doesn't bring a ton of action with only 4 games on the schedule. Still, there are some key injuries to keep an eye on. Luka Doncic reportedly might have aggravated his injury during practice Monday and is questionable for the Mavericks matchup with the Clippers. One star we know will be out is LeBron James, who is suspended for 1 game for his fight with Pistons center Isaiah Stewart. One guard to consider for tonight is Jalen Brunson. If Doncic does start, who knows how many minutes he'll actually play or if he can even get through the end of the game. Brunson has been excellent in his absence, averaging 18.7 points, 5.7 rebounds, 9 assists, and 1.3 steals in 3 games. In his last 10 games, he's averaged over 18 points and almost 5 rebounds per game. He likely would receive a boost in production if Doncic is out entirely, but he's worth considering even if Doncic retakes the floor. Kristaps Porzingis is one forward to consider. Porzingis has been locked in since returning from injury, averaging 23.1 points, 9.1 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and 1.4 blocks in his last 8 games. He's even shot 50.4% from the field and 91.2% from the charity stripe during that stretch. These teams also played each other Sunday, and Porzingis thrived with a 43.6 Yahoo point production. Whether Doncic plays, Porzingis could exploit a Clippers team that doesn't have much size up front. At the center position, look to Anthony Davis. The Lakers previously had an 8-game stretch that James missed with an injury, so they are used to playing without him. Despite being limited to 7 minutes in one of those games, Davis still averaged 22.6 points, 10.5 rebounds, 3.3 assists, 1.3 steals, and 1.8 blocks during that stretch. His floor is as high as any center included on the slate. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.